What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Lavis, checking in once again for the Let's Argue Morning Show. We back up in here. This will be a dope video. I'm going to be rambling for a while, but I want to say RIP to O.J. Simpson. This video right here is for O.J. Simpson and America's obsession with O.J. Simpson, not just the football, not just his transition from corporate to being an athlete who transitioned into corporate America and actually acting and many different things. But also we're going to get into the court case. But no, I'm not going to take too long. But this will be mostly a video of me talking. On April 10th, his family wrote on his Twitter account. And they said, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. The Simpson family. Everybody knows that OJ was he was a correspondent on It Is What It Is, a show with rappers Cam'ron and Mace. And he was doing a lot of NFL commentary. And even Cam'ron and Mace said that they had actually big plans for OJ. They were going to have OJ do his own show, and they were going to produce it. And OJ was really, really good on It Is What It Is. They were starting to have a lot of great chemistry. OJ had released a video like around Super Bowl. He was saying like, yo, he was fine. You know, he said rumors was going around. He was in hospice, but he was like, yo, he was fine. He's hosting a party. You know what I'm saying? But you could start to see that he was really, getting a little sick or starting to deteriorate a little bit on It Is What It Is, by the end of the football season. But I'm going to take you back to, like, when all this stuff was happening, man. I remember when I was a kid, OJ used to act in Naked Gun movies. So I knew him from that, and he used to be an NFL correspondent. So he used to always do AFC games. It was on NBC, and he was a on-the-field correspondent, get interviews with coaches and players and things like that. And OJ was always on TV. He was one of those guys that was like, I'm trying to, like, you know how we always see Charles Barkley, we always see Shaq, or we always see guys like that? That's how OJ was when I was a kid. It was like, you didn't have to see OJ play football to know he was a football player or to know who he was, because he was always on TV doing something, whether it was a celebrity, celebrity, whatever, OJ was there. He was the guy you pick to do anything. He would always get interviewed. He was a big celebrity. And I remember going to sleep watching a basketball game. And it was the Knicks versus the Houston Rockets. I think it was a game 7. And I remember falling asleep and my brother waking me up. And he was like, because at this time, we already knew what happened to Nicole and Ron Goldman. And then that morning, we already knew that they were looking for OJ. So my brother wakes me up and he's like, yo, they chasing OJ. They chasing OJ. And I looked up for like probably like a couple minutes and I seen the white Bronco and I went back to sleep. And the next morning, we used to go get we were sports fanatics. So we always used to get the newspaper in the morning. And so we got the newspaper in the morning. The white Bronco was on front with Al Collins and OJ in the back. And my brother explaining to me the whole night, yo, we're watching the basketball game. It was cutting in. We're driving. We watched the whole drive. We watched him pull up to his mom's house. All different type of stuff. My brother was just on it. He was just, it's like a big story. He was telling me all about it. And then I started looking at the news and different things like that. A lot of people would assume that OJ was probably guilty because it looked like he was on the run or he was trying to get out of town or whatever. But as the case went on, I wasn't really aware as a kid of the racial divide until the verdict came out. I just knew that, like, yo, I knew in my household it was probably divided, you know what I'm saying, about who thought he did it or who thought he didn't do it. But I knew that we wanted OJ to get off. That's all I knew, was we wanted OJ to get off. So I remember, you know, and at that time, you're young. So at that time, I was like 12, I think. Let me see, 11. I was 11 when the verdict came out. And so I was in sixth grade, Brandon Middle School. And I just remember that, you know, like I said, we wanted OJ to get found not guilty. So I remember, like, I remember just thinking, like, oh, this is the day that they're going to release the verdict. And I remember it was like, yo, it's going to be at, like, 6 bell. It's when they're going to release the verdict. So I remember, like, some teachers, this is how big it was, some teachers were actually getting TVs and rolling it into their rooms so that the kids in the classroom could watch the verdict come out. And this was before the internet. Nobody had phones. Nobody had, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing you could check. It was just literally you had to watch it on TV. And I remember, I don't know if I had home ec or something like that, but I remember going into home ec thinking like, oh, this is the time where we're going to find out whether OJ is found guilty or not. And I remember leaving home ec, and I just remember, like, not even being on my mind. And then a bunch of black kids that I knew were all jumping around going crazy. And I was like, first I was like, yo, what y'all going crazy for? They was like, OJ not guilty. And I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? So then I started jumping around going crazy too. It was just black kids going crazy. And, you know, I get back home and then it's like, you know, as big as the trial was, the aftermath of the trial was even bigger because of the narrative. And, you know, the news would show white people being so distraught that he got found not guilty, and then black people celebrating that he got found not guilty. Now, the biggest misconception even to this day is that they wanted you to believe that there's this big, 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 big mountain of evidence that support that OJ is guilty. And that might be true. But the only reason why there's a mountain of evidence is that because a lot of it was either planted or mishandled, or some of it was intentional, some of it was unintentional. And as I started to get older, my teenage years, my 20s and things like that, I became actually fascinated with the O.J. Simpson trial, the actual trial. Now, I used to always watch every documentary, everything that came, American Justice, everything that came on about the O.J. Simpson trial, I would watch it. So I actually know more about the trial than the average person. And I think it would have been a travesty for him to be found guilty, actually. Him being found not guilty was the right call. Now, we can argue about many different things about whether or not you feel like he did it or not. But I just didn't like that it was because it was majority black jurors that they thought that black people could not set aside fact from trying to get back at some sort of establishment or the LAPD. We're going to get back at the LAPD by letting OJ off. The facts are the facts. The LAPD tried to plant evidence to lock OJ up. So now we don't know where the real evidence begins and where the fake evidence ends. We have no idea. That's enough to get you off. And they want to create some narratives like the race car or the race car. What if the head detective in the case talks about, just think about this, the head detective in the case against O.J. Simpson pled the Fifth Amendment on the stand when he was asked, did he plant any evidence in this case? Right? That's enough to get O.J. off. That's not beyond reasonable doubt. What about the glove not even fitting? You know, Mark Furman was one of the ones who found the gloves. It didn't fit. And it didn't even come close to fitting. You know what I'm saying? What else you got? Blood splatter, blood vials. Blood vials where they document how much blood is in it when they at the crime scene, and by the time they get to the lab, there's less blood. They even have pictures. There's a picture of this gate. There's a picture of it on like the day that they're collecting evidence, and there's no blood on this gate. And then like a few days later, there's another picture of that same gate, and it has blood on it. So there's a bunch of inconsistencies in this case, and the divide. They want to make it seem like the divide in this country with race and how we see things started with the O.J. Simpson case. It's like, yo, you know how many cases where white people have lynched black people and gotten off? You know what I'm saying? So this was a very, very polarizing case where a rich black man is accused of killing a white woman and a white male, and he gets off. Even defensive wounds. They said Ron Goldman was in a fight. He had a bunch of defensive wounds. OJ had one cut on his knuckle. That was it. Blood on the sock was said that the blood was applied to the sock when it was laying down, not in the midst of actual real life physical transfer. There's a bunch of inconsistencies. But like Johnny Cochran said, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. And so it was a great American court case, and he got found not guilty, and I wish that just would have been the case. And they would have just let OJ live. But America had an obsession to demonize him and make him come off as the worst human being in this country. And I think that they weren't, they made sure that he was the face, that a black man was the face of the worst thing that this country has to offer. And they just simply disregard the racist history of white people in this country. And that's the polarizing of it. It's like, OJ Simpson get off, now let's look at the justice system. They never wanted to look at it before, but as soon as OJ get off, now let's look at the justice system. It was just a polarizing time, a polarizing trial. Like I say, not guilty was the correct verdict. So, you know what I'm saying? Our prayers go out to his family. Prayer go out to, you know what I'm saying, his children, his grandchildren. And once again, he was an American icon, Hall of Fame running back, actor, just all-time celebrity. And OJ will be missed. He was getting back in the spotlight with the show. OJ will be missed, especially by our community. And also, I just want to say, do not allow people to choose who your heroes are for you. You can choose your own heroes. So if somebody says OJ is my hero, fine. Don't let nobody deter you from that. You can choose your own heroes. All right, keep God first, and we got some more videos coming.